Gary Crisp joining us now from Racing and Sports. Afternoon, Gary.
G'day, Sean. How's it going?
Very well. The Coolmore Classic, the Group 1 on Saturday. By gee, that was a good effort by heavens above, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was. I mean, she's got a great record, second up from a spell, and saw that again there on Saturday. I think it was a very competitive field, wasn't it? There was a, you know, there wasn't much between any of them, really.
No, when you look at it, there's this, what, about 5 lengths covered about the first 11 or 12.
Yeah, so we've got her running to a slightly new peak, you know, time form running 114 and Silence Edition running to her number from the Mannerism Stakes. But clearly, I think that Silence Edition, you know, probably should have nearly won the race. She was, you know, very unlucky, trapped deep most of the way without cover, and she almost got the job done for Sammy Clifton, who's had a great day yesterday in Hong Kong as well.
Danny's Twist has just been a lovely, consistent mare, hasn't she?
Yeah, she has, and that was her first sign of form, really, this time in. I do think she races better at this time of the year. She probably, I don't know what it is, but certainly her best ratings have been this time of the year, so there'd be a race for her. And, of course, as we know, Oh My Sword bled from both nostrils, which was unfortunate, but hopefully she'll be back after a bit of a break, But it was a really competitive race, and these mares will probably face off again in a couple of weeks' time at some of the other big mares' races. So.
Now, the Ajax, it's somewhat, you love to see horses just fight on like that.
Yeah, he's been a great money spinner, hasn't he, for Godolphin, and another beautiful ride there by William Buick on this horse. I don't think he put a foot wrong on any of Godolphin's horses on Saturday. Actually rode them all, you know, pretty well, and his ride on this horse was terrific, I thought, as well. And we've got him going to time from running for 118, which is just slightly below what he is capable of doing. He's capable of going a couple of pounds better than that. And that's certainly over 2,000 metres, which is where John's ultimately heading with him to the Hollandale and the Durban Cup. So he's well on track with that sort of figure to be very competitive in those races. Thought New Tipperary, this run will top him off nicely. New Tipperary, he's going very well this campaign. He ran a figure of 104 on Saturday, which is equal to his previous best. So I think it's clear that he's got more to give, and certainly a bit longer distance. He's one that our listeners can take out of the race, and also Floodlight, the stablemate of the winner. This is a very good horse, Sean. He was runner-up to El Mansour in France, which was the French Derby winner and the Irish Champion Stakes winner and the QE2 winner. He's a very good horse, and this guy wasn't far behind him in France over 2,000 metres, so he's definitely a horse with a big future here.
All right, we look at the Farlap Stakes. Kieran McAvoy, just about, where do I go? Left, right, centre, what do I do? And it was an amazing ride and an amazing win.
Yeah, well, there's not too many riding better than Kieran right now, is there? Shows great judgment and skill over, you know, most distances, which is pretty unusual. But Kieran certainly got the wind behind him at the moment. This was, you know, a great ride to get this horse up, considering, you know, how the race panned out and the tempo of the race and so forth. And she's going well also. We've got her going to 108 here on Saturday, which is still shy of her best form. She's probably got another length or two up her sleeve on this run. So watch out for her, I think, in coming weeks. There'll be more and more improvement to come. And Cosmic Set also, I think, is a filly that's on the way through. She made a big jump on her previous runs here on Saturday, but I don't think it was by any means a fluke. So, and Beazle, one of the well-fancied runners from Godolphin, the race, can just overlook his performance. Something went wrong with him, and he'll save for another day.
The Sky High and Tavago, very, very tough win.
Yeah, well, look, we did mention him after his performance in the Chipping Norton. I thought that was a sort of show of some sort of form that he was on his way back, and this was a pretty strong win on Saturday. They went along at a pretty good gallop all the way through here, and really was a test at the end. And Tavago came through it with flying colours. As you know, he's a ATC Derby winner on a very wet track, and he's he had three runs there in the spring and just didn't really fire. They weren't all that bad, but he didn't put it together. But he might be another horse that goes very well this time of the year with some give in the ground. And certainly he ran to a figure 116 on Saturday, which again is shy of his run in the ATC Derby. So he's got more improvement to come. So I think he's certainly going to be a player in some of these big staying races for sure in the coming weeks.
All right, looking to the Magic Knight, Tulip and Alizé fought it out well.
Yeah, this is the first glimpse of the Blue Diamond form that we had in Sydney, the final piece of the puzzle, I guess, in terms of connecting up the relative form lines, and Tulip certainly proved that. I mean, she was very strong, and again, she didn't have a lot of luck from a wide barrow. She was trapped wide and that, but Kieran was able to get a balance and give her a really good run. And I liked the way she actually went to Alizé in the home straight. She showed that dash of acceleration, which we saw a touch of in the Blue Diamond as well. And so, yeah, I mean, she, you know, was impressive. She, you know, almost a two-length winner. So she's it's the biggest winning margin since Alizé won in 2004. She won by just under three lengths. So it was a pretty authoritative win. The last filly to complete the double with Golden Slipper was Bint Maskay in 93. And we've got her going to a rating here of 115, which puts her just behind some of the top fillies. So she's going the right way for sure, Sean.
The other one, the Pago Pago, single bullet, Gary Portelli's got another one through the slipper.
Yeah, it's good to see Gaz getting you know, some of these winners on the board. He's having a bit of luck this, you know, this season, which is good to see. And single bullet, he's all his runs have been good. He'd been a maiden up until Saturday, but he hadn't been far away in each of those runs. And I guess you could have built the case that he probably should have won, at least won them. So it was good to see him get the job done there on Saturday. And Jigamus from Melbourne was unbeaten in two runs prior. But, he was very strong as well, fought on strongly at the finish. A pretty low rating race for us, this race, 111 time form rating, which puts him well down the list, you know, on possible contenders. But certainly he's game and honest. And the last winner to complete the double with the slipper was Stratum back in 2002. So, yeah, but he forced his way into the field. So that's, you know, a good result.
All right. Now we look at the Maurice McCartan, the group through there. Artistry got the money just over Dothraki.
Yeah, she was resuming from a spell you know, hadn't really done a lot coming in, obviously, but, you know, we're trying to dodge the, you know, the wet tracks early her campaign, looking for a suitable race. But this performance was outstanding. The acceleration that she showed from where she came the last 200 metres was a really fine performance. And she's always been, you know, a very consistent mare. And last campaign, she, you know, she was never far away in some of the Group 1, Group 2 races, always thereabouts behind horses like Egyptian Symbol and even Danish Twist. So it was no surprise to see her step up there to, you know, against the boys on Saturday, and of course beat the stable mate Dothraki, who just has a little trouble finding the winning post, Sean. It's well over 500 days now since he's had a win, but, you know, I think they were toying with the idea of freshening him up after this run. But he's honest enough, but certainly Artistry, you know, there'd be more wins for her, I think, for sure.
What was the standout from the Rose Hill meeting, that, from your point of view?
Well, I think I think probably the first race winner, Spectroscope. I think from a potential point of view, I think this horse has got. He didn't beat a lot on Saturday, but his form in France is pretty strong, Sean, over the 1600 to 2000 metre range. And of course, he hadn't raced short of 1600 prior to Saturday. And I thought the way that he finished that race off was very good. So I think from a you know, potential point of view, I think, you know, there'll be another win for sure in Spectroscope over the next few weeks.
So he's riding well, Ty England, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Look, yeah, he's riding really well. And certainly when some of these overseas guys like Joe Maria and Ryan Moore and William Buick come to ride, it gives these local boys a chance to test their skills against those guys. And yeah, and they hold their own. I mean, Australian jockeys always have, and they always will. They're, you know, they're up there with the, you know, best jockeys in the world. So all they need is the opportunity.
Gary Crisp with us from Racing and Sports, looking at Flemington, the new market. Gary, They discussed that straight there a lot. That was an interesting race, that Newmarket. The few horses over the inside weren't that comfortable, were they?
No, they weren't. I mean, it's a pity. Straight track racing at the moment at Flemington's a bit hard from a punting point of view. And again, we saw it there on Saturday, and there was you know, a lot of very well respected judges all came to the same conclusion. So it is a, you know, a real problem. And of course, you had this farcical tempo again in this Newmarket handicap. Well, the first 600 and the last 600, there's a differential of 1.7 seconds. Mm. Like, that's enormous, you know. So effectively, horses got back in the field or wide off the pace, virtually had no chance of winning this race. And it's a shame because it was a really good field. And you know, horse like Speeth got held up on the fence and, you know, couldn't get out, and the horse like Extreme Choice was forced to, you know, face the breeze out deep all the way. So it was, you know, one of those races that would be very hard to work out going forward where this form just sits. But, I mean, Red Curve Warrior, I mean, he's always showed ability, I guess, and surprised that he was able to win a race like this first up in, what, 100 years since it's been done. But we've got him going to a time from running of 120, which is sort of way better than what he'd done previously, you know, either in the UK or in Hong Kong, where obviously he didn't just fire there, but he did start, you know, well in the market in a derby there. I think he started favourite. So, you know, if this form is, if you can rely on this form as being true, and he does come to Sydney, then obviously you have to respect him. So, but I think the horse is beaten behind him. I mean, Star Turn, you know, Shy Dell. I think Debarchi was very good. He probably won horse that did defy the bias. If he comes to Sydney, I think he's a live chance in maybe a race like the Doncaster. And you'd have to see Speeth and Terra Vista again. I think I think you have to be forgiving, you know, a lot of these horses in this race.
Yeah, it was just a strangely run race. Now, the Australian Cup, Humidor, great win. I thought Exospheric was a bit unlucky.
Yeah, he was. If he had got the run, I guess that Humidor got unimpeded down the outside, it might have been a different story. But Exospheric did go back to the inside, I guess, where it's slightly better going, maybe. But, I mean, this was an enormous win by Humidor, who defied the pattern of racing all day. And you know, they did get along a little bit. But certainly his finishing performance here, I think, stamps this horse as a horse of enormous potential, which he's always displayed, but can always do a few things wrong. But and there again on Saturday, he wanted to throw the race away. But I mean, I think he's a horse that it'd be exciting to see him in Sydney. And I think the more experience he gets, the better he's going to get. He's run down a Caulfield Cup winner in Jamaica there comprehensively. And as we said, Exospheric is a very good horse from the United Kingdom. And he's going to be hard to beat in a race like the BMW when he gets to Sydney. And in their wake, there's horses like Stratum Star in the United States. So I think this is a pretty good form race, and I think we'll see it hold up pretty well.
I thought in the CUNY, I Am a Star was almost holding up a flag down the straight saying, I just want a mile.
Yes, it probably was. If you're on her, you were sort of a bit anxious there at certain times. But she's a very honest filly, and it was good to see her get the job done. We've got a rating 106. It wasn't a very high rating, CUNY, but this filly's got about two or three lengths up her sleeve on her best form in the spring. So don't be surprised to see her do better, and hopefully she'll come across to Sydney. So she's got certainly scope to improve as well.
And good to see Linda Meach get a group win at Saucony in the Size Podius.
Yeah, Size is a race that's fallen away a lot, hasn't it, in recent years. It used to be a really good race too, and used to throw up some really good winners of it. But, I mean, Saucony's only, lightly raced, and it's only his third start, so obviously he's going the right way. We've got this race rating relatively lowly at 109 time form rating for him. So, but a horse with obviously plenty of upside.
All right, terrific. Well, good to catch up with you, Gary. It's been a busy weekend. If we thought that's busy, the next couple are going to be flat out.
Yeah, well, I mean, unfortunately, it looks as if Saturday's going to be another wet day, so it just makes it a little bit more difficult, doesn't it, for all the punters?
Yeah, never mind. We'll battle on. We'll be right. Good to catch up with you.
Yeah, we're seasoned, not Sean.
Right. Either tough or desperate, one or the other.
That's it, yeah.
We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Sean. See ya.
Gary Chris there from Racing and Sports.